Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration, or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us! You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenant Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. If you remember last time, we read chapter 35, The Saints Leave Jackson County, Missouri, September to December 1833. Because the mob in Jackson County was causing so much trouble, the Saints tried to get help from the governor of Missouri. William Phelps and Orson Hyde went to see the governor. They told him about the mob and how their homes had been destroyed. The governor would not help them. He told them to ask the judges for help. But the judges were friends of the mob, and they would not help either. The mob attacked the Saints for 6 days. They tore down their homes, hurt the men, and broke into a store and threw everything on the floor. The mob made the Saints leave their homes. It was winter, and many people died because they were homeless in the cold, wet weather. The Saints went to other parts of Missouri to get away from the mob. The Saints were sad. Their homes, farms, and stores had been destroyed. Their animals had been stolen. The governor and the judges would not help them. But the Saints still had faith in God. They knew the Church of Jesus Christ was true, and they knew that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God. While the Saints were being persecuted in Missouri, Joseph Smith was in Kirtland, Ohio. Jesus gave Joseph a revelation explaining why the Saints in Missouri were having trouble. Jesus said some of the Saints had not obeyed the commandments. They had not been united, as the people of Zion must be. Some of them argued and said mean things to each other. Some were jealous, and some would not share. In spite of these problems, Jesus said he loved the saints and would not forget them. He said they should be comforted because the pure in heart would someday return and build Zion. Jesus told the saints to prepare for when he comes to earth again. When he comes, people will love each other and have peace. Those who were persecuted for following Jesus will be blessed. Satan will not have power to tempt people. There will be no death as it is known today. Everyone will be happy.
How could the Father should go? He sent his son to
The last couple of times, we've been reading about the persecution of the saints in Missouri. Today's story begins with Joseph Smith praying to know how to help those saints in Missouri. But before we begin, I want to ask how many of you have ever taken a test in school?
I have.
All right. So all of us have. Why do teachers give tests? Yes, Brooklyn.
To see what we know and how much we've learned, and so they can help us on things that we don't know as well.
Excellent. Ethan, why do teachers give tests?
So they can give us grades.
Okay. What other tests do we have in life? What are some other tests we have? Caitlin?
We have the test that Jesus gave us to see if we would follow him when we were on earth and still be with the gospel.
Excellent. Gavin, what do you think? What other tests do we have in life?
To come to earth and have faith and keep the commandments, and Heavenly Father's testing us to see if we can be righteous.
That is exactly right. You know, one of the reasons we are sent to earth is to have our faith in Jesus Christ tested, just as Gavin said. We are here to prove that we will live the way Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ want us to live, despite the trials and difficulties we face. Sometimes we do not live the way Heavenly Father and Jesus wants us to, but we can repent and change to doing what is right. In answer to Joseph's prayer of how to help the saints in Missouri, the Lord had Joseph assemble a group of men to go to Missouri to help the saints. The experiences they had tested their faith and commitment to the gospel. Children at home, please read along with us today as we read chapter 36 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories, Zion's Camp, February to June, 1834.
While people in Missouri were making the saints leave their homes, Joseph Smith was nearly 1,000 miles away in Kirtland, Ohio.
He prayed to know how to help the saints in Missouri.
In a revelation, Jesus told Joseph that some of the men in the church should go to Missouri to help the saints.
Joseph Smith was to be their leader. The Lord wanted 500 men to go.
Joseph obeyed the Lord. He told the saints that 500 men should go to the land of Zion in Missouri, but after a few weeks, only 100 had said they would go.
The 100 men left Kirtland and began the long journey to Missouri. The group is called Zion's Camp.
The men often walked 35 miles a day despite of being very hungry, thirsty, and hot. They camped together at night.
On the way, 100 more men joined them. But there still were not as many men as the Lord wanted.
Members of the camp traveled 1,000 miles. Some of them said the trip was too hard. They complained and argued.
They blamed Joseph Smith when there wasn't enough good food. They said he wasn't a good leader.
Joseph told these men that they must repent or they would get sick and die.
Many of the men in the camp were righteous. They helped Joseph and obeyed God's commandments.
Let's stop here and talk about what we've read so far. Why did Joseph Smith organize Zion's Camp? Christian?
To go to Missouri to help the saints there.
Exactly. And how many men did the Lord want in Zion's Camp? Anna Rose?
500.
500. How many men joined Zion's Camp to go help the saints in Missouri? Gavin?
200.
That's right. What were some of the trials or tests the members of Zion's Camp faced? Ethan?
They didn't have much food. They had to travel 35 miles a day.
That is right. Now, what did the men in Zion's Camp complain and argue about? Brooklyn?
They complained and argued that the trip was too hard and they couldn't find enough food and water. And so they complained about that.
And what did Joseph tell them would happen if they did not repent? Anna Rose?
They would get very sick.
That is right. How does complaining and arguing show a lack of faith? Why does that show a lack of faith, Caitlin?
It shows a lack of faith because you don't trust that the Lord will help you and you don't really know that he's there. You're just like, oh, this is too hard. I'm just going to not do it. You don't know that Jesus is there trying to help you.
That's right. Okay, thank you. Do you think it would be hard to not complain if you were in these circumstances? And tell me why or why not. Anna Rose, what do you think?
I think that it would be really hard because if I was a little kid at that time, that would be really hard because we're young and we're still learning.
Definitely. I think that would be hard too. Brooklyn, what do you think?
If you remember who sent you and what they sent you to do, then it wouldn't be as hard to not complain and argue. But if you forget that Jesus sent you, then it's probably easier to complain and argue.
Great, great answers. Now, Ethan, what can you do instead when you find yourself wanting to complain about something?
Walk away for a minute, then come back. It helps me to be calmer.
Definitely. That's a great idea. Caitlin, what can you do instead when you find yourself wanting to complain about something?
If, like, my brothers or someone wants to play what I'm playing with, we could share or I could get them a different toy for them to play with.
Great. Good idea. Good. Anna Rose, what do you think?
We could pray to have faith in Jesus and the Lord.
Excellent. Have you ever argued? What can you do to keep from arguing? Yes, Anna Rose, what do you think?
I think that you could also try to just walk away.
Walk away. That's great. How does complaining and arguing show a lack of faith? Christian?
It shows that we don't believe that Jesus and Heavenly Father can help us get through it.
Okay, that's very true. Brooklyn, what do you think?
Well, it shows a lack of faith because it's basically showing that you don't believe that Christ is going to be there to help you during the hardest times.
Okay, so you might complain a little because you don't believe he's going to help you with that? Okay, good point. Anna Rose?
We don't trust the Lord anymore.
Okay, and maybe we do trust the Lord normally, but in hard times, we might forget, right?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And Gavin?
It shows a lack of faith because if you had faith, you wouldn't be complaining and you would know that God would be there to help you in difficult times.
How did the righteous men in the camp behave? Caitlin?
They didn't complain about bad food or having to walk, even though I'm pretty sure they would have.
Definitely. I would think it would be pretty hard to not complain.
City gate. Laman and Laman were both afraid to try. Nephi was courageous. This was his reply. I will go, I will do the thing the Lord commands. I know the Lord provides a way. He wants me to obey. I will go. Sometimes I am tempted to choose another way. When I'm discouraged and think I cannot try, I will be courageous and I will reply. I will go, I will do the thing the Lord commands. I know the Lord provides a way.
You are listening to Scripture Stories. Today we are reading the story of Zion's Camp in Chapter 36 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories. Let's keep reading to learn about more of the trials and blessings, even miracles, that Zion's Camp experienced.
At last, Zion's Camp got near Jackson County, Missouri. They camped by a river.
Members of a mob had spied on the camp and knew where it was.
At night, the mob came close to the camp and planned to attack it.
God protected Zion's camp by sending a big storm. The wind blew the trees down.
Large hailstones fell from the sky, and lightning hit trees. The river flooded the land.
One man in the mob was killed by lightning, and other men in the mob were hurt by the storm.
No one in Zion's camp was hurt.
The men in the mob were afraid and ran away. They did not hurt anyone in Zion's camp. 3 days after the storm, the Lord gave Joseph Smith a revelation.
He said the saints would have to wait to build the city of Zion.
They needed to become more obedient, giving, and united.
They also needed to learn more about the things the Lord required of them.
The Lord also told the men of Zion's camp that they should not fight against the Missouri mobs.
Some men were upset about this.
They felt that the trip would not be worthwhile if they did not fight to help the saints in Missouri.
A few days later, many men in Zion's camp got very sick. 14 of them died.
The prophet told the men that the sickness would go away if they would humble themselves and repent. This promise was fulfilled.
Let's stop again and talk about it. What did the mob plan to do one night while Zion's camp stayed by a river? Christian?
They planned to attack it.
That's right. And how did God protect Zion's camp from the mob? Caitlin?
He sent a storm.
Excellent. And was anybody in Zion's camp hurt? Brooklyn?
No one was hurt in Zion's camp.
That's right. After the storm, Jesus gave Joseph a revelation, saying the saints would have to wait to build the city of Zion. What do the saints need to do before Zion can be built in Missouri? Ethan, what do you think?
They need to become more humble and repent.
Definitely. Caitlin?
They need to become more obedient, giving, and united.
Wonderful. Gavin?
They need to repent and become more obedient.
Has the city of Zion been built in Missouri yet? Anna Rose?
No, it hasn't.
Right, it hasn't. The establishment of Zion in Missouri is still in the future. It will happen shortly before the Savior's second coming. How can we prepare for Zion and the second coming of Jesus Christ? Brooklyn?
We can try harder to keep the commandments and not argue.
Great ideas. Gavin?
By being very obedient to the commandments and following the prophets.
Definitely. Great. Caitlin?
We can become more obedient, giving, and united.
Wonderful answers. Why were some of the men upset when the Lord told them they should not fight against the Missouri mobs? Yeah, Christian.
They said it wasn't worthwhile if they didn't help them.
Okay, good answer. Anna Rose.
They said that the trip was just like nothing because that's why they came.
That's why they came. Okay. And Brooklyn.
They said, like, what's the point of going here if we're not going to fight the mobs?
You're right. What was the original purpose of Zion's camp?
To save the Missouri saints.
Excellent. Exactly. Ethan.
To help the saints.
To help the saints. So why did the Lord have these men go through the experience of Zion's camp, since he later commanded them not to fight the mobs as originally planned? Gavin?
They thought they were supposed to fight and protect them. They were mad because they thought they came all the way here and they couldn't fight, and they thought they were wasting their time.
Great answer. That's exactly right. Anna Rose?
To see if they had enough faith.
Okay. So it was a test of their faith, you think?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too. Ethan?
The Lord was testing them to see if they would obey.
Excellent. And why did many of the men in Zion's camp get very sick, Brooklyn?
Because they kept complaining and arguing, and they said that if they didn't repent, then they would get very sick.
Exactly. Exactly right. Earlier in the story, Joseph had prophesied that an illness would make many people sick if they did not stop complaining and arguing and repent. The quarreling continued, and the sickness came. I think it's important to note that the illness attacked those who had been obedient as well as those who had quarreled and complained. Even the prophet Joseph and his brother Hiram became sick. Why do you think trials came to those who remained obedient as well as those who quarreled and complained, Christian?
To see if they would still be righteous in times of trial.
I think you're right. Definitely. Ethan?
Because the Lord was testing them to see if they would stay obedient and faithful.
Okay. Even though they had been obedient and faithful, they were still getting tested. Brooklyn?
To see if their obedience and faith would last, and even though that they knew that it would only come to those who didn't repent, he was testing to see if they would get mad and murmur about it.
Great answers. Wonderful insights, everybody. It's important to remember that trials and problems happen to those who are obedient as well as those who are not. Sometimes we go through hard things to help us learn and grow or to test us. And sometimes things are difficult because of an accident or because other people have agency and may make wrong choices that affect us. How can you have faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus when things are hard? Ethan.
By remembering the example of men in Zion's camp.
That's great. So remember what they did. Remember their example. Wonderful. Brooklyn.
You can remember all the men like in Zion's camp, and you can remember Noah and Abinadi and all those people.
Excellent. So those who have gone before us, remember them. Caitlin, how can these trials help make you a stronger person?
Well, when we do wrong things and Heavenly Father helps us through it, it helps us know next time if something happens or I do something wrong, I know he's there and he will help me because I will be able to repent of the thing that I have done wrong.
Excellent answer. Gavin, what do you think? How can these trials help make you a stronger person?
You'll have more faith.
Definitely. What are some of the ways the faith of the members of Zion's camp was tested? What are some of those ways that they were tested? Caitlin?
They were tested because he probably wanted to see if they would repent, even if a sickness was going to come. If they were going to be like, I'm not going to get a sickness.
Okay, so they got sick. That was one of the ways the faith of the members of Zion's camp was tested. Gavin, what were some other ways?
They had to go through hard trials and rough roads, and he probably didn't have enough food and are cold and tired and hungry.
That's right. How was our faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ tested? Brooklyn.
It would test our faith, like if your dad got fired from his job, and they would see if you would have faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus, if you would think that Heavenly Father's going to do what's best for your family, or if you'd complain and be like, why did it happen to me? We've been all good.
Okay, good example. Ethan?
By having us go through hard things.
Okay. Let's continue reading to learn some of the ways Zion's camp was valuable.
At the end of Zion's camp, Joseph Smith met with the saints in Missouri and chose men for a high council.
A few days later, he and many of the men in Zion's camp started back to Kirtland.
Although the men in Zion's camp did not help the saints in Missouri, the camp was still valuable.
It helped prepare Brigham Young and others for the leadership in the church. They were able to prove whether they would be obedient and make sacrifices for the Lord's work.
A few months later, many of those who were faithful were called as leaders in the church.
How was Zion's camp valuable? Christian?
It helped to prepare church leaders.
Great. And how did it do that? How did Zion's camp help prepare some of the brethren for leadership in the church? Brooklyn?
To see if they had enough faith, because if you don't have enough faith and you don't believe in Jesus Christ very much, then you can't be a leader.
Excellent. Okay. And Ethan?
It tested their obedience.
Definitely. Caitlin?
It proved their faith that Jesus and Heavenly Father would help them.
Okay, so how can doing difficult things now help prepare you for leadership and future service in the church? Gavin, what do you think?
Maybe if it happens again in the future, then you can know how to handle it and help people.
Brooklyn.
Because if the Lord wants to call you as a bishop or something, they want to make sure that you are the right person and if you have enough faith and obedience to see if you are right for the bishop.
Okay. Good point. Christian.
You'll have a stronger testimony.
By doing difficult things, you have a stronger testimony, right? Excellent. And Ethan?
They can help build your faith and testimony.
Wonderful. I know that Heavenly Father loves us very much and has a plan for us so that we can return to live with Him again. I am thankful for the opportunity to come to earth as part of that plan. I know that if we are faithful and obedient, even during trials and tests, we will prove ourselves and be worthy of this great blessing. Thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next time as we read Chapter 37, Priesthood Leaders, February to March 1835. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture Power!
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
The Aaronic Priesthood includes the offices of bishop, priest, teacher, and deacon.
Priests can baptize people, bless the sacrament, and help the elders.
See you next week!